So, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Poetry Boo number 2 on a rainy night here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And thanks, everybody, for the kind comments and Facebook notes and suggestions for poems you'd like to hear read. Very nice to hear that everybody thinks it's a good idea so far. And if you have got something you'd like to read, or like me to read, please leave a comment and we'll see if we can do that. This evening, we're going to read a poem called The Good Morrow by John Donne, which at the end of a very dreich and wet day will hopefully presage some sun for us all. I'm going to read it for my very good friend Nicola Imbrascio. It's one of her favourite poems by one of her favourite poets. She asked me to read it specially, so I hope I'll do it justice for her. This is The Good Morrow by John Donne. I wonder by my troth what thou and I did till we loved. Were we not weaned till then, but sucked on country pleasures childishly? Or snorted we in the seven sleepers' den? 'Twas so. But this, all pleasures, fancies be. If ever any beauty I did see, which I desired and got, 'twas but a dream of thee. And now good morrow to our waking souls, which watch not one another out of fear. For love, all love of other sights controls, and makes one little room in everywhere. Let sea discoverers to new worlds have gone, let maps to other worlds on worlds have shown. Let us possess one world, each hath one, and is one. My face in thine eye, thine in mine appears, and true plain hearts do in the faces rest. Where can we find two better hemispheres, without sharp north, without declining west? Whatever dies was not mixed equally. If our two loves be one, or thou and I love so alike that none can slacken, none can die.